Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at element.fm and amplify your voice. Now, let's get to the news. Today, we're diving deep into the latest moves shaking up the gaming industry with a spotlight on Battlefield 6, fresh industry partnerships, and a wave of community engagement. To kick things off, let's talk about Battlefield 6. A game that's made huge waves thanks to its immersive multiplayer gameplay and tactical innovations. Players have been celebrating the refined suppression mechanics, especially with light machine guns, or LMGs, across fan-favorite modes like Breakthrough. The suppression system has become a cornerstone for strategic gameplay, urging teams to coordinate fire, secure objectives, and tactically use cover like never before. For those looking to dominate the battlefield, mastering the use of high-capacity LMGs is now essential in controlling lanes and keeping enemy squads at bay. The breakthrough mode highlights the importance of positioning, where smoke grenades and suppressive fire create windows to push forward or hold the line in heated exchanges. This emphasis on teamwork and tactical flexibility is a big reason Battlefield 6 continues to stand out in a crowded shooter market. But the real headline this month is the launch of Battlefield RedSec, a bold new Battle Royale experience packed directly into Battlefield 6. RedSec is free to play, with up to 100 players dropping into sprawling maps, fighting for survival in tense squad-based matches that bring the franchise's core strategy to a new genre. What sets RedSec apart is its deep integration with the broader Battlefield 6 ecosystem, featuring full cross-progression. This means your hard-earned customization options, achievements, and unlocks travel with you between core multiplayer and RedSec, making every session count. Alongside classic Battle Royale, RedSec introduces Gauntlet mode, offering fast-paced tactical challenges for squads seeking a break from traditional play. The first season roadmap promises limited-time events, unique missions, and exclusive loot, all curated to reward skill and team coordination. Lead producer David Serland has emphasized the studio's commitment to balancing the gameplay and engaging the community with ongoing events and updates. That means fans can expect regular patches, new content drops, and real-time responses to player feedback. Balancing a competitive battle royale is no easy feat, but RedSec's foundation looks especially promising. With RedSec, Battlefield 6 is clearly aiming to carve out a niche among its battle royale peers while leveraging its established tactical pedigree. Next, let's move into the broader technological shifts shaping Battlefield 6 and the industry at large, especially in AI and high-performance computing. AI has rapidly expanded its reach in gaming, with Electronic Arts investing heavily in smarter bots, dynamic environments, and emergent behavior for non-player characters. In fact, one standout partnership involves AMD and the U.S. Department of Energy, who are collaborating to push computing capabilities for gaming and beyond. Their work has implications not only for ultra-detailed graphics, but also for AI-driven scenarios that mirror real-world military tactics, further blurring the lines between games and simulation. As computation power increases, Battlefield 6's environments are more reactive and immersive, providing players with deeper, more realistic combat encounters. These developments are setting new expectations for both immersion and replayability, drawing praise from longtime fans and new players alike. But it's not just about graphics and AI. The social fabric of Battlefield 6 is equally crucial, and community engagement is front and center. The game's roster of diverse characters and branching questlines encourages personal investment and shared stories within the player base. Developers have kicked off numerous community events, like Twitch drops for RedSec, that reward engagement and foster a sense of belonging. By doubling down on interaction and transparency, the team aims to make every player feel valued in its evolving world. That focus on community has inspired similar moves industry-wide, as more studios recognize the power of player feedback and active engagement. Of course, big shifts aren't limited to gameplay and community. Organizations themselves are undergoing transformation. Just this month, Amazon's gaming division faced significant layoffs, a challenging response to pandemic-era overhiring that's echoing throughout the industry. As studios grapple with financial pressures, we're also seeing a stronger push towards sustainability and a renewed emphasis on inclusivity in game development. Teams are reassessing how they grow, how they support their staff, and how their projects align with long-term industry goals. Looking at competition, Battlefield 6 sits in a peculiar spot in the market with about 750,000 concurrent PC players, a massive base by any standard. However, it's battling for dominance against Call of Duty, which continues to top console charts. The upcoming Black Ops 7 looms large, potentially drawing even more players away from Battlefield's core audience. This rivalry is sparking fresh innovation as both franchises compete to set the new standard for design and engagement. Meanwhile, not all recent headlines are celebratory. Some games, like Vampire: The Masquerade, Bloodlines 2, have attracted controversy due to development delays. Fans have voiced frustration over postponed release dates and concerns about unmet expectations, which reminds us of the delicate balance between hype and delivery. Within studio corridors, ongoing acquisitions and debates about diversity initiatives continue to challenge traditional norms. These complex relationships are reshaping company cultures and how teams respond to a global, increasingly vocal fan base. On the technology front, display resolutions are surging ahead, with developers noting that the human eye can identify up to 94 pixels per degree. As high-fidelity graphics become standard, gamers are expecting detailed, crisp visuals and smooth performance, no matter their platform. This has prompted developers to re-examine cross-platform optimization, making sure that experiences on console and PC feel seamless and engaging. Cross-platform play and progression have quickly shifted from a nice-to-have to an expectation, raising the bar for future releases across all genres. Community-driven initiatives, weekly events, collaborative content drops, and social contests are playing a growing role in sustaining player loyalty. These campaigns give fans reasons to log in, connect with others, and feel part of something larger than just a match or a storyline, further fueling engagement over time. Elsewhere, we're seeing companies like Krafton invest heavily in AI-powered productivity tools, everything from automated bug detection to predictive balancing. These tools are reshaping how studios operate internally, allowing faster iteration, smarter design decisions, and more time devoted to creativity rather than troubleshooting. As these innovations take root across the industry, the ripple effects are clear. Games get better faster, and developers find new ways to delight their audiences. At Electronic Arts, organizational changes are rippling outward, particularly impacting their relationship with creators and the community. Recently, departures from EA's creator network have highlighted tensions around representation, especially within enthusiast communities for games like The Sims 4. Many influential creators cited frustrations with shifting values and a lack of transparent communication, underscoring the challenges of managing large fan-driven ecosystems. As the creator landscape evolves, it's crucial for publishers to keep lines open, ensuring creators feel respected, heard, and valued. Innovations in cross-platform development are also reshaping player expectations across the board. Seamless experiences, whether picking up a match on console, continuing on PC, or sharing progress with friends, are now at the heart of modern multiplayer design. This unification not only enhances engagement, but also allows communities to thrive regardless of hardware preferences or geographic location. But even as gaming becomes more global, companies face complex regulatory and cultural challenges, as seen in Roblox's ongoing conflict with Iraqi authorities. Recently, Iraq implemented a ban on Roblox, citing concerns over content compatibility with local values, a stance Roblox has publicly challenged as inaccurate. To address regulatory scrutiny and ensure user safety, Roblox has introduced strict content moderation measures, including limiting in-game chat for Arabic-speaking users. This dispute encapsulates the larger hurdles facing platforms as they navigate international regulations, while still trying to enable creativity and inclusive play. Shifting gears, let's talk esports. Recent tournaments like the Halo World Championship saw the Shopify Rebels take top honors, illustrating how competitive gaming continues to mature. Major championship events now emphasize player welfare, streaming innovations, and high-stakes competition, with publishers investing more than ever in healthy, sustainable tournament ecosystems. Esports are becoming touchstones for both community pride and technological advancement, rewarding not only raw skill, but also sportsmanship and collaboration. These events highlight the potential for gaming to transcend entertainment, serving as shared experiences that unite fans, creators, and developers around the world. As we round out today's episode, the trajectory is clear. Gaming is evolving rapidly, shaped by innovation in technology, design, and player-first thinking. Titles like Battlefield 6 aren't just measuring success in sales or player counts. Now, impact is judged by community inclusivity, transparent communication, and how well games adapt to changing times. The partnerships between studios and tech companies, the focus on sustainable development, and the prioritization of player experience are pushing the industry forward. Whether it's through RadSec's new mix of accessible battle royale and classic battlefield strategies, innovations in AI development, or fresh approaches to moderating global communities, the future remains exciting. For both industry insiders and passionate fans, the message is clear. Staying adaptable and engaged with evolving trends is more vital than ever. That's it for today's deep dive into Battlefield 6 and the state of gaming. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks. And catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.